Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The controversy continues. Members of Mount Dora's high school class of 2020 not very happy about what the Mount Dora High School administrators decided to do.
Yeah.
Of course, we're doing the whole graduation thing. Here's another, I know. You know what? Bitch all you want. I'm just telling you how I feel. That doesn't mean you have to think the way I do. God forbid. Just take it for what it's worth. Somebody else's opinion. This is another instance of where I think we're getting a little carried away. They're going to do, first of all, kids are kids.
Yeah.
Young adults are going to do what they want. They're going to dance at the rave party and they're going to get out of their cars at the graduation. Mm-hmm. But they've decided to do the whole graduation in cars.
Great.
So the cars will drive by, but the problem is in Mount Dora High, they didn't have enough room in the parking lot for all the cars of folks that are graduating.
Oh.
So they decided to go to the flea market, the big one on 441 with the antiques and everything.
Yeah.
That's where they're going to do the graduation.
Oh, so for Renningers?
Rest of their lives, they'll be able to say, proudly or embarrassingly, we graduated from a flea market.
Well, I mean, at least Renningers offered. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice, but it's still, the students don't want to do it.
No, I mean, you go to throw your graduation cap in the air, it hits the roof of your car and smacks you in the face. That's
knocks
no
over
fun.
A few dirty wine bottles. Yeah, it's terrible. And the other thing is, who's going to do the commencement speech? I don't think any dignitary, political, or an actor from Hollywood is going to want to do a commencement speech at a flea market.
You're right.
The only choice they had, and I think they already signed him, is that dude with the missing teeth from booth 43.
Oh, yeah. He's got a good booth, though.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mount Dora students. I tell you, I wish I could have graduated, but you guys really did it. I mean, class of 2020, congratulations. And I got some advice, or rather a few things that'll help you in your journey into adulthood. And nothing's going to prepare you for a new job like one of those switchblade combs I got over here at booth 43. Make sure you stop by and get yourself a switchblade comb. I got all kinds of ePods and ePhones for you, so when you get that big fancy new job and you can call all your coworkers on your big fancy ePhone, they're only $20 over at my booth over here, booth 43. When you look back on these days and you're listening to all your old music, wondering what the soundtrack of your life was, it'll be these 70s greatest hits I have on cassette over here at booth 43, and I've even got some cheapo Wankmans to go with them to help you play them. And that's not all. I've got sunglasses, VHS tapes, dragon statues, scrunchies, cigar cutters, scrap wood, antique bottles, and more. It's over here at booth 43. It's the one that smells like onions. Looks like the school administrators are cutting me off here, so you girls like those Lululemons? I've got Lily Limes for you over here at booth 43. Trust me, you could see a snooch through those, too.
All right,
that looks like it's all the time I've got. Mr. Principal, no!
Rick Stacy.